Hello, it's Barbara. Today, and it's a lovely sunny day in Todmorden, I am with Sylvia Pryor, who is going to read a piece that has been on TNT not just once, but twice in the past, In the Beat of a Heart, and written by Paul Morgan. It was first read beautifully by our late colleague Rosemary Grindell, and later re-recorded on our 100th edition. I make no apology for recording it a third time because it is local, national, poignant, and most of all continues to remind us what life could be like for young people prior to the late 1960s.
If I try and keep very still and very quiet, try to block out all the noise of everybody else, if I try really hard, I can sometimes hear my own heartbeat. It's the only way I know I'm alive, though I wish to God I weren't. Don't think too bad of me, Mum, if I do stop it all. I know God says you mustn't do it, but He's not locked up in here. Mary and me think sometimes it'll be the only way we'll ever get out of this place. It's just I can't stand being in here, and it gets worse every day. I know I did wrong, Mum, but I don't see why you let them do this to me. Did you stop loving me, or what? I know they had to take the baby away, but why did you let them send me here, Mum? Did you tell me Dad? Does he know where I am? Tell him, Mum, please. He'll come and get me and bring me home. I'm sure he will. He'll make things better again. Let me be his little girl again, just like the baby had never been, just as if I never knew Jimmy Platt. But the baby were real, and I did know Jimmy. Only you can't hear me thinking this, can you, Mum? And you'll never know how much I'm hurting now. I'm trying really hard now, Mum, listening to my heart, and sometimes, if I'm very scared, then I can hear the baby's heart beating too. I know it's not my baby anymore. It's gone now, living with someone else to call its mum. But I can still hear her heartbeat and see her tiny little face and smell her hair. It was so clean, the cleanest thing I've ever smelt. Not like soap, just proper clean. Nothing of the mill or me, Dad's cigarettes or ale, nothing. Just clean. Did I smell like that to you once, Mum? When I was little, when you held me for the first time. Some of the girls here have names for their babies, what they would have called them if they could have kept them. I'm scared to do that. It would make her even more real than she really was. I hope she's happier than I am. I wish you could have seen her, Mum. She was so small and so pretty. I wish you could have been there to have held her even for just a bit. I wish you could have been there to hold me. It hurt me, Mum, and I was screaming for you and you never came. I wish you could hold me now, Mum. I'm not a bad girl. I know me and Jimmy did a bad thing. But the baby wasn't bad and I'm not bad. So why am I here, Mum? I hurt, Mum. I'll be a good Mum. Please, Mum.
That was beautiful, thank you. When I arrived here today, I've always assumed, Sylvia, that this piece, because it's in a local book, referred to Stansfield View. But I think your feelings are... It's a universal story.
Yes, I think it's pretty general, yes.
Yeah,
because we've had a lot of publicity in papers and people tracing, because now by law they're allowed to try and trace their original parents.
But it really did happen that people, girls like that, did go to places like Stansfield View.
Yes.
And if we don't kind of touch on Stansfield View, it's going to be lost to memory.
Mm.
It's our generation Did you work there?
I worked at Stansfield View.
Yeah.
And I worked there for some years just as it was closing.
Right.
And then we all came out into the community, and I worked for many years with people from Stansfield View.
Right.
Who were both sides, and I still see a lot of people now.
That had lived there.
Yes, and also staff. And of course, Sandra Peach was brilliant.
Oh, I didn't She's know now Sandra does, worked there.
No, she does independent living. She's worked with all the group that I worked with.
Right, right.
And so,
I can, you know, I always tell myself I know quite a lot about Todmorden, but I know very little about Stansfield View, and I sort of vaguely remember it closing. But for a lot of people, they won't even know what it was, where it was. It was at Havelyn Park, wasn't it?
It was up at Havelyn Park.
Yeah.
It was an old workhouse.
Right,
In fact, I've got an article. I thought I'd done a thing on it recently. But I'll look it up
It was Todmorden's workhouse. Time.
Yes,
right.
It was massive, and it had lots more buildings that would have been demolished.
Right.
Before I got there, and then there was another building further down the road that was like a school.
Right.
And, yes.
So the people that lived there, incarcerated, for want of a better word, would have varying degrees of mental health issues.
Yes, I suppose so. There were people with learning disabilities.
Yeah, but now
which
they
covers,
wouldn't.
Yes.
Now they'd be taught with a special needs teacher.
I don't know all sorts of things, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I know one of the ladies had a job and she was there, but I don't know why.
No.
But one of the things I did feel was, although it was high up near Studley Pie, and it could be a bit parky up there, people had the freedom of the gardens.
Ah, right.
And they could walk. If they felt stressed, you know,
they could walk off the feelings. Yeah.
Whereas I know a lot of people then ended up in, like, small semi-detached houses with minute gardens.
Yeah.
And one house in particular was opposite a secondary school, and there was a lot of problems there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, what we'll do is, when you get time, look out the article. Mm. And we'll re-record.
Yes, I know it's here somewhere.
Yeah, but the point that we're doing today is how much things have changed in 50 years. I don't think anyone, young person today, can imagine what trauma it was for a young girl to be pregnant out of wedlock. The first one I remember was in 1962. And people were literally twitching the curtains. And
yes.
So it was still going on then, you know. Yeah. And of course, Catherine Cookson writes about it a lot, doesn't she?
But you see, in a lot of rural areas where people very rarely came, there was a lot of fathers and daughters and things going on. Because I suppose nobody ever visited.
No,
or they never knew anybody else.
No.
So it's... I don't know.
It's been a big change in the world, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, hopefully, the news lately hasn't given us a lot of...
No.
We're supposed to be better educated and kinder, but I'm not sure.
No. Anyway, Sylvia, thank you for your time.
Okay, dear.
And I will come back and we'll talk more about Stansfield View.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Bye for now.
Bye.